if you're a high school student who loves to sing choral music, how cool to be apprenticed to an outstanding ensemble and get paid for it. Stephen Casarella joins me to talk about the Choral Scholar Program at Christ Church Cathedral, where he's director of music. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
The Choral Scholars Program really sounds like a dream gig. How's the program structured?
This idea I kind of stole from a colleague of mine at another cathedral, but I really love the concept. It sort of harks back to some of the cathedral settings in the United Kingdom. Many of the musicians there, even if they go on to music careers outside the church, learn so many of the skills that they do from simply singing in the cathedral and collegiate foundation choirs, which means that they're learning vast amounts of repertoire, learning how to sing, learning how to sight sing day in and day out. We don't have quite that same structure here, but the idea is that these high school students, and there are some incredibly musically talented high school students out there, they get a chance to essentially be full members of the cathedral choir, but understanding that it will be a steep learning curve for most of them to begin to wrap their heads around learning this much music and performing at this kind of level on a regular basis. So it's sort of a trial by fire. Throw them in and see what happens. And as you say, yes, they also get compensated. It's a fairly modest stipend. But if they love choral music, that's probably better than some of the other gigs that they could get as high school students.
So how is it set up?
Well, first, of course, they're going to be in regular choir rehearsals, and those are Thursday evenings, a three-hour rehearsal. And then every Sunday, there's at least one service that the cathedral choir is singing in. And then at various times throughout the year, the services, concerts, sometimes away from the cathedral.
So they will be considered a regular member of the cathedral choir?
That's correct, yes.
And then participating in the Boar's Head and Yule Log Festival?
That's right. They don't have to get a ticket for the Boar's Head and Yule Log Festival because they're in it, which is wonderful. We also set each of them up with a mentor, so somebody who is an experienced chorister. And the idea is that they can feel comfortable asking this person questions, going to them if they have concerns, and someone just to be with them and check in on them and see how it's going.
Rehearsals are held, of course, at Christ Church Cathedral downtown.
That's correct.
What kind of repertoire can the scholar expect to learn and to experience? It's pretty vast, isn't it?
That's right. And that's one of the great things. One of the things I love most about working at the cathedral is that the congregation and the Cincinnati community is really open to such a wide range of things, all the way from early plain chant to 16th century polyphony to music that was written a few years ago to arrangements of spirituals and sometimes dipping into music of non-Western cultures.
Do you sing a lot of contemporary settings as well?
Contemporary meaning specifically?
Music by contemporary composers, I would say.
Yes. So this past Easter, for example, we sang a mass setting at the main Easter service that was written by David Briggs, who's a well-known organist and composer and choral conductor right now.
How many students do you accept into the program? Is this the first year, by the way?
This will actually be the fourth year that we've done this.
Okay.
And we take up to 4 choral scholars. It may not be that many, depends on the quality of the applicant pool that we receive. This year, for example, we have 2 sopranos and 1 bass who are in the program. And so for me, it's not a problem if we end up with multiple students in the same section.
And how do you go about selecting the scholars?
Well, they submit an application form, and along with that, they write an essay kind of explaining why they love choral music and why they're interested in doing this at the cathedral. And then they send in 3 references, 1 from a music teacher who can attest to their musical skills, but the others from a couple of other community members. They may be priests, they may be teachers, who can talk about the students' personal qualities, their maturity, their responsibility, their social skills. And then once we receive those materials, we do a preliminary screening and then invite a smaller group of students back for an in-person vocal audition.
Do you ask them to sing an aria or the song of their choice or something like that, just to determine the range and the quality of the voice?
Right. The audition contains all of those components. So I start out by listening for the range, for the quality of the voice, where we might place them in the choir. Then they bring a piece that is prepared. That could be an aria, it could be a spiritual, it could be a hymn, something that shows me what their voice sounds like when they are really feeling confident and know the music well.
Now, for the cathedral choir, how many members does that have?
Currently, we have 30.
And are they primarily adults? Do you have any young people in it other than the choral scholars?
No, currently it's college age and up. And so the high school choral scholars end up being the youngest members of that choir.
And what kind of texture, vocal texture, does that give to the choir in terms of younger voices? Does that give it an interesting kind of sound, do you think? And obviously you look for a blend when you're auditioning.
Correct. Yeah, and there's some really lovely things that those younger voices can bring to a choir. And so I look at it as a win-win both for us and for the choral scholars, because we get to gain these wonderful people and voices as part of the ensemble for a year, and then they get the experience and compensation of being able to be part of it.
Have there been any surprising outcomes from doing this program, things that you weren't expecting in terms of the contributions that the scholars make to the choir?
Well, I'm not sure that there have been things I wasn't expecting, but they're still delightful when what I hope will happen actually happens. One of my reasons for setting this program up is the hope that this will instill in some young people, whatever they decide to do career-wise, a love of doing this kind of singing or some kind of singing that will enrich their lives and enrich the lives of others through them. So they may go on and continue singing in church choirs and community choirs. They may end up going to a vocal performance career, or they just may end up singing for their own pleasure at various times in life. But I'm really excited when, as sometimes happens, a choral scholar will come to me and say, I think I'm going to be going to college in Cincinnati. Can I continue as a volunteer in the choir? Or I hear back from a parent of someone who has been with us 2 years ago who emails to say, I just wanted to give you an update. The choral scholar, here's what she's doing. She's going to college. She's got this scholarship in voice. She was just in this show, and she's singing in this choir. And that's really rewarding for me to know that we were able to be a small part of that person's development and education, and to see what great things they're going on to.
Do scholars have to reapply for a subsequent year, or do you only do this as a one-time kind of opportunity?
I'm open to multi-years, but indeed they do reapply and are entered into the general pool on subsequent years.
Christchurch is known for its outreach into the wider community, into the urban community. How do you reach out to students who may not be aware of the program and may not have access to getting online to get the application?
One of the things that we tried to do is to contact people who may themselves be able to make those points of contact. So we don't restrict the materials to online materials. They're printed flyers that we can distribute. And then phone contact for me so that people can call me and let me know what their circumstances may be.
You mentioned the outstanding vocal talent in the region, and there are so many wonderful choirs, high school choirs, and performance ensembles. It must be a pretty intense competition when you come down to it.
That's right. And one of the great things about Cincinnati, with all the choral programs that there are, well, each is unique and tailored somewhat differently for different focuses. And so it's a particular kind of musical experience that draws the choral scholars to the cathedral. But as you say, having a pool of great vocal talent and a town that loves choral music only really helps us. In the month of May, it's funny because a number of adult choristers are in the May Festival Chorus. And when I first came to town, this took me by surprise because I didn't come from a town where there was that kind of choral event. And so a number of them were absent for much of the month of May. But then I realized after that how great it was to live in a city where there's that kind of commitment to choral music, and that ultimately we benefit from that.
Now, the deadline for applications is June the 30th, correct?
That's correct, June 30th.
Well, you can find out more about the Choral Scholars Program at Christ Church Cathedral by going to our website, wvxu.org. Thanks to my guest, Stephen Cossarella, Director of Music at Christ Church Cathedral. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.